If Love and Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if it did, I never traded him.
You
know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 20 to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch us on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Why does Frog Boy look frozen?
I don't know, but Vlad. Today is the day. Today is the day. Questions are answered. Can the Knicks handle Wimby? Can Brunson find a way to beat that unbelievable defense up top?
Wait a minute. You know you dropped 61 on them this year. You know that, right?
Yeah, but I'm just, hey. I'm
just Vlad, saying, like, everybody's, yeah. They don't.
I'm not, Vlad. I didn't say he could or he couldn't, right? The thing about Brunson is, dude always finds a way to get your guy. So I'm not, I just asked the question. That's all. I didn't say he couldn't. I think the key to all of this is, to everything that we gonna talk about, is can Cat stay out of foul trouble?
That's always the key.
Right. Because keep in mind,
the thing about Mitchell it is Robinson, offensively in the way they
we
run
don't
it,
know what Mitchell Robinson going to give you.
He's going to give you. I'm not worried about Mitch.
I need his six fouls.
I'm not worried about Mitch. And it's not even about the six fouls. The fact of the matter is Mitch might not be guarding Wemby as much as everybody thinks.
Right.
Okay. Looking at their lineup, Antonio's kind of small.
Except for Wemby.
But
and Cornette.
But you're not going to put both of them together. Correct. Wemby and Mitch can play together. I mean, Mitch and Cat can play together. We've seen that.
So they can. And
OG is strong
OG,
enough.
That's what I was getting ready
that's
to say.
Because I'm looking at this lineup. I'm like, De'Aaron Fox got a bad wheel. He can't guard somebody like a Mikal Bridges who just his whole thing is just running. You understand right. what I'm saying? So gotcha. If you got a bad wheel and you got to chase somebody that his whole thing is just running in endurance, that's not going to be good for you.
A lot of questions on both sides. A
lot of questions,
you know
but
what?
Rest.
That's why you play the game.
But I'll take the rest. I'll always take the rest where you can and you can scout the teams. As you get closer and closer,
right.
Now you're not focusing on like eight teams like in the first round.
Just or one team.
You're focusing on one or two teams for eight. And they had 8 days to focus on one or two teams.
Right.
So
one of the things that I like think goes on this time of year, right? We always talk about rest versus rust, but when it gets to the point of the finals and the Eastern and Western Conference finals, rest seems to be king. Right? Rest, getting those little boo-boos. You've been playing basketball for 5-6 months. Having that extra week almost re-energizes you. You know, I almost want to see Mike win. Right?
Mike Brown?
Because, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were there when he was in Cleveland?
Yeah. He. It's not that he got a raw deal. It's just that I don't think we realize how good of a job that he's done with the Knicks and his game planning and
He's got that. You know what happens? Unfortunately for him, it's crazy how everything comes full circle. This is a Greg Popovich series.
Yeah, because he was with Pop.
Right. This was he was with Pop. He lost to in Pop in 07.
Right? And, was 07.
And lost to him in 07.
Okay.
I got to apologize to Mike Brown because I just thought him and Tibbs were very similar. They were just parallel of each other. But no, he's different because you know what?
His game planning is totally different.
I'm not going to not. There were times when Tibbs was great game planning. The only problem is Tibbs never played other players. He only had his set seven.
He stuck with his six or seven guys and rode them to the ground.
And rode them to the ground. The other, Mike Brown, actually he's willing to listen to his coaching staff, his assistant coaches, and willing to listen to players and adjust. And you saw that after game three against Atlanta, first round series. They changed their offense, and then look at it now. They've won 11 in a row. So I give him credit for that. But it's almost similar to Mark Jackson and Steve Kerr. Give Mark Jackson, as much as you know, Steve Kerr gets a lot of credit, the foundation was set with Mark Jackson.
Correct.
So the foundation was set with Tibbs.
I think Tibbs, believe it or not, Tibbs set that defensive culture and the way they play. Now, Mike Brown brought a lot of that because, again, Pop did a lot of those same things. But he does it in a different way that the players are more responsive. They don't look like when you get in the third and fourth quarter, they don't look beat up and tired and exhausted. You know what I mean? Because he has trusted other guys that have come in and performed. Let's not say he just went to other guys to give his guys a rest. They've come in and they've added and they've contributed. And so you wonder if that's one thing in the future, if Tibbs is going to be a coach, that he's going to have to trust deeper into his roster because he's never done it. And when it gets to moments like this, after playing this much basketball, it almost seems like a Tibbs team wears down a little bit.
Unless he was able to win a lot, then he could have just, you know, get right. The rest. Then the rest would help right. him, and he'd be able. But nonetheless, yes, game one starts tonight, 8:30, 8:40 tip-off, yep. Live from San Antonio.
Let's not forget, I've been riding with Vegas.
Last night, a very good game crazy. One. That was a good game one. That was a good game one. I hope if the rest of the series is going to be like that, we're going to be tuning to a great Stanley Cup final. Vegas beating Carolina. It's tied at three going into the third, and they made the plays in the third period.
The thing about the Stanley Cup is you could have your favorite and you could have a team playing well. It's so unpredictable when you get to this level. It's so unpredictable. And like I was like, Carolina might get maybe not.
See, but hockey's the only sport you can win on the road.
Right. Right.
So you got a goalie, you could win on the road.
You say it matters the most in football to have that home game?
Yes.
And it matters the least in baseball or hockey?
It matters the least in, I would say, hockey, then baseball. Basketball would right. be second, and then football. I think home field advantage plays.
Right.
But
because I would say if you have so.
But it doesn't really matter. If you have the best player, Leroy, you're going to win. Because look.
Right.
OKC had home court. Wemby was the best player. San Antonio
right.
won.
Right, but again, if I take the Marlins, if they have to go on the road for the World Series for the first game,
but game right? seven now you
but
got
I'm
Sandy.
Pitching Sandy.
You're
pitching Sandy.
You got your ace.
Right, you see what I'm saying?
You got your ace. Like if you have your ace, that's why they always try to schedule it to the point where they have their best guy going in the final game. So,
right. So he goes three times in the World Series.
You're going to have your guy. But when you have a goalie, like that's why the Panthers, when they, you know, to up until
Bob
this season, As long as you have Bob on, is Bob on fire, you can go any place. It didn't matter anywhere. Boston, Carolina, Tampa, Edmonton, didn't matter. You had your guy, and when he's stopping everything, it puts a, oh, man.
Who's the Vegas? Hart? Is it Hart?
Considering I'm seeing him all night. Yeah, it's named, yeah, Carter Hart for the Vegas and yeah. Frederick Anderson for Carolina.
It's weird that when we talk about hockey this time of year, we talk about, you know, just goalie. Everybody got stars. Everybody got stars. Everybody got scores, right? But the thing that you talk about the most, the thing that really gets you going, is the goalie. If your goalie is hot, you can finally get, you know, get a couple of saves that, oh my God, look at that save. And you get two or three of those a game, and then you get lucky on the other end. Next thing you know, you're Stanley Cup champs. And all we talk about during that run, did you see that save Bob had every game?
And guess what, Leroy? The other team is saying the same thing.
Right. Because I can't believe we didn't get that.
Right, because then it starts playing in their heads like, man, this guy just stopped this. Like, he's stopping everything. We can't get anything through. It starts plaguing your mind.
Conversely, mm-hmm. It always seems like when you got the bad end of it, a puck just takes a bad bounce and goes in net. Right? Like, that's the thing about hockey.
There's nothing so worse crazy. Than that. You've been struggling. You got an empty net, and out of nowhere, a hand comes, a glove save out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, my God. And then on the other end, your guy who's been stopping everything, trying to keep you in this game, a little, like, deflection, a little ricochet off a skate, game over. You lose 2-1 in double overtime because of that.
Right. Exactly. So I'm excited for tonight. I think I'm excited for the series because there's a lot of questions that will get answered, you know, tonight. It'll be like, hey, is Wimby ready for this? Is that young team ready for this? Is the seasoned veterans, are they ready to take that next step?
It's yes.
You know?
Because the way they were celebrating, Leroy, I wondered if they felt, even they started listening to the hype that everybody, oh, this is the NBA final. And it's like.
Right. Yeah. And when you're young. Here's a young guy. A young guy would say, we got over the hump. We beat the best team in the mm-hmm. NBA. We beat the previous champs. A veteran team would say, like, we glad to get through this, but we got one more step. We want to win the chip.
And that's the difference between one team who suffered. See, thing about it is, I still think out of any sport, basketball is the one where you got to suffer before you finally get success.
You think? Yeah, because you know what? And let's put it in perspective. Most runner-ups in football, the team that loses the Super Bowl has a terrible year the next year.
And baseball as well. They might get to the postseason, but they don't get to the World Series. And
hockey is so chaotic in hockey. There's no guarantee you're going to get back. That's why it's amazing
what the Panthers did.
The Panthers lost the first one and then won the next two. But that doesn't happen in that sport.
But eventually, it's going
to
take its toll on you. And that's what happened this year. But basketball is the one where you've got to suffer the pain. We've seen it, especially with the big names, the superstars. We've seen it.
We even saw it with the Big Three.
Even the Big Three had to lose before they started. Wemby hasn't gone through that yet.
Right.
This was his first year in the playoffs, and he's been fortunate enough to go against a Portland team who had two 20-point leads on San Antonio and couldn't finish the deal.
Right.
Minnesota, who knows what would happen if they were fully healthy, but they won that. And OKC.
Remember, Ant was banged up.
That's what I'm saying. Ant, They lost Dante.
They had a run that was very similar
to the Warriors.
To what when New England did,
or to the Warriors in 2015,
right?
When they won their first title,
right?
They were going against teams.
But think about this. There's a phrase out there that would make the San Antonio Spurs world champs. Ignorance is bliss. That means that Wimby, not being from here, right, doesn't fully understand all the things that we talking about.
Yeah, right? But he's
and he's never they didn't have their struggles in the playoffs.
Right.
And maybe he is just
he might be the point where yeah, he might be the outlier. Where if he does this, then you're starting to think, oh, my God, he's 22 and it's his first year. He's won an NBA final. Right. Like, what's going to happen when he starts getting better
here,
and stronger?
Are they going to be just like what OKC was last year? Because OKC was pretty young, right?
Right.
Or are they going to be Detroit? Detroit, who had the number one seed but was young and just couldn't, like, they weren't ready for the playoff and the adjustments in the playoffs that you have to make.
I always tell Dan this. There's context in losing, right? So the way you lose might dictate how you start. You move from that day on. Like OKC lost bad. We saw how Chet didn't play too well. So now
Chet was terrible.
Right. So then what you were thinking of a big three with OKC, now you're thinking about moving Chet because of the way he played in that series and especially that game seven, the way they lost. So there's always context.
No, I got you.
There's context in losing. The Spurs have been winning. If they lose, say they lose in five to the Knicks or they lose in six and glaring weaknesses are exposed, then they're gonna have. That's the painful loss that because they were right there. That's the painful loss.
Now we playing basically the way you lose decides whether you get in the arms game.
Right.
Whether you get
absolutely the
game.
The way you lose is whether you're gonna. All right, I got this arsenal. Am I willing to trade away all these assets to get this big piece, this
now,
big weapon?
The crazy thing is that OKC got a lot of weapons, a lot of assets where they could basically get any player they want in the NBA because of all the assets they have and the youth that they have.
And San Antonio as well, because the fact that they made it to the NBA Finals in their first year in the postseason, you're able to see the Julian Champagne. You're able to see the Dylan Harper Jr. You're able to see.
But do you move one of those guys?
But you might have to in order to get a Giannis or in order to get a big name. Like you want to. You see what's up. You know you got a superstar on Wemby. Now you want to pair up. You want to pair him up with somebody else. You might realize De'Aaron Fox might not be the answer with Wemby.
Do you move De'Aaron Fox?
Do you move De'Aaron Fox? So yeah, that's
it'll be interesting. All right, hey, all this before game one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What is our guy doing?
I don't know what he's doing. He's having technical issues. So you know what? We're gonna go to break, Leroy. You know,
we're gonna go to break. I wanted to. I'll get a weather report. Let me. I tell you what. While we're here, let me tell you something about a little bit about A&T dry cleaners.
Go ahead.
Right, for the best dry cleaner in South Florida, use our guys and our friends over at A&T dry cleaners. The owner is Ira. That's our boy. We hung out with him. He gave us a breakdown of how he does work. His number is 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. They've been around for 40 years. They're family owned and run. It's summertime. You want your wardrobe looking right for your getaway, your summer getaway. If you have a hot date with your missus or whoever, look, they can hook you up. We have those summer weddings. Whatever formal gear you need. They can even do same-day sewing. They have a seamstress on site. It's ours, mother. So you know you're getting the best possible care for your clothes. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach County. And look here. He has trucks going all over South Florida. I didn't realize it. He let us know when we talked to him. They can pick up and drop off your orders. He's a fan of the show. Ira's our guy. So if you're a listener and you want to hook up, mention Tobin and Leroy, you get 25% off your order. That's right, 25%. That's a deal. You can call or text Ira again, 954-610-9383 at any time. And I promise you this, once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Leroy and Vlad Show.
What's up?
I want to say, you know, sometimes you're LeBron James in a situation and, you know, everything's flowing. Seems like the rim is 1,000 feet wide. And other times you're Drew Smith and you need your teammates to carry you through to the end. And luckily, I have Bam Adebayo and Dwayne Wade here who were able to carry that first segment.
Are you basically saying you Drew Smith?
I was Drew Smith that time.
He insulted himself heavy if he's calling himself Drew Smith for the fact that he doesn't like Drew Smith.
Right.
You know, I just seen the way that you guys were carrying just now, and I really was like, oh, this is what it feels like to be the 13th man on the roster. Well, you guys touched them all in the first segment. Pause. Definitely, we had some NHL talk. We discussed the NBA Finals, which is tonight. And, of course, really what I was doing was giving Vlad the opportunity as a fan of the Knicks to really relish this moment and start our show off today.
Oh, no. I'm petrified right now.
Are you petrified?
Yeah, bro.
Why petrified, though? I think you guys...
I'm not petrified. I'm nervous, but it's like happy. It's a happy nervous. It's not scared or anything like that. It's just... you know, you're right there, bro. Like, you're right there. You don't want
to. Absolutely, bro.
You don't want to drop this out, like, let this opportunity slip out your hand. So that's it. That's
now, the headlines that they brought to you in the first segment were brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your price seats at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia, DoralKia.com. And the reason why I wasn't there was because of this weather. This weather is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit TornadoRoofing.com for free roof and window estimates. Leroy, what is it looking like outside, sir?
Overcast. It looks like it could rain all day. It probably won't, but that's the look I'm getting right now. And if it rains, it's going to be a downpour. And when I mean downpour, I mean there's no wind to blow it anywhere. So whatever rain you get is going to seem like it's just raining over you. That's because there's no movement. There's a light breeze. And right now, it seems like I went outside. It's got to be, what, 80, 85 degrees? It's crazy at 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's getting soupy, bro. Like that, right. It's getting what we were hoping that it wouldn't get so soon. Mm-hmm. It's getting there. So that means it's going to be a hot
summer. The problem is the thing that has helped us is that we've had some
83% humidity.
Uncharacteristic heat, but the humidity hasn't matched it.
It's 84 right now.
If the humidity gets up, then 85 is going to feel like 100.
Well, Leroy,
and that's the thing that happens down here.
It's 84 degrees right now. It's 83% humidity. That's not good.
See, there
that's
you
not
go.
Good.
And yeah, that's not good.
That's why I always say I will take 115 and dry over 90-90.
You ain't got nothing to sweat.
It's all right.
You're going to be walking the streets of Vegas like the Roadrunner.
Hey, I've run it. I've done it. I lived in the Valley and I lived in Vegas. So it's, you know.
Hey, I'm telling you what. Again, me and Tobin went to Vegas. It was 115. And we went, you know, had a couple of cocktails the night before.
Oh, yeah, you decided
before the fight we was going to go down by the pool. You know, and I'm telling you, that sun bouncing off the, what is it? What's the pyramid? Luxor. The bouncing off the Luxor and hitting us. I thought I was like, I'm like, Tobin, I see spots. I was so dehydrated. He goes, you know what to fix that? A Mai Tai.
As I mean, because listen, you're either going to be quenched by the cold drink or you'll be so drunk you forget that you're hot.
No, dude. I never forgot I was hot. It was so hot.
Put it this way.
Vlad, yeah. You will. There's only a handful of times I've done this in my life. I call my boy and cancel golf.
Wow, the weather took you out?
Took me out.
Yeah,
I was like, yo.
How much, a lot of hydration that day?
Dude, I bet you my room service bill.
It had to be a lot.
Was like $60, $70 just from Gatorades.
Yeah.
I had a Gatorade with me all in my left hand and a Mai Tai in the right hand. I don't know if that worked the way it was supposed to.
I'm not sure if it works that way, Leroy.
I don't know. But that was it. I think it was so hot that I was like, and I'm not a big drinker. So it was so hot. I say, man, I can't drink this, but it costs $15. We'll fight through it.
Now, I know you guys touched a lot of local sports in regards to trending stories. I got a couple other headlines I wanted to run by you. Miami Dolphins, as you know, are in the middle of mandatory minicamp.
Yep.
But former Miami Dolphin man in charge finds a new job with the Detroit Lions. Did you see this, Leroy?
A former Chris Dolphin?
Greer?
Chris Greer?
Chris Greer. Jesus. Chris Greer finds a job with the Lions.
Well, you know what? The Lions hired Matt Millen and had him hired.
Yeah.
They would draft three consecutive wide receivers three consecutive years. So I'm not shocked by this.
Yeah, he is going to join them as a personnel executive. I have no idea what the hell that means.
That means he don't have no power, but he got a job.
Heard.
That's what it means.
Obviously, you know the relationship with him and Dan Campbell from whenever they spent time together in Miami, but I'm not sure if that...
That's crazy, because remember, he wouldn't hire Dan Campbell.
Yeah, he went with Adam Gase instead.
Right.
Which, by the way, I don't know if you've seen Le'Veon Bell making rounds calling Adam Gase the dumbest coach he's ever had.
Oh, man. Jeez.
You seen that interview,
bro? I've been seeing, like, he's been ripping Adam Gase. Said Adam Gase definitely was on the yayo. There was a game plan that he had where he was just going to give him the ball 40 times. Like, we're not going to throw the ball. We're going to give you the ball 40 times. He's like, wait, what? Wait.
No, it was the opposite. Oh, it was raining that day, and Adam Gase goes up to Le'Veon Bell, and I'm sure you've had these conversations before a rainy game, Leroy, in which, you know, you probably want to plan to run the ball a lot because you're not going to be able to throw crazy elements. Instead, Adam Gase goes up to Le'Veon Bell. He says, hey, I'm looking to throw the ball about 40 to 50 times this game. And Le'Veon's like, hey, but it's going to rain. And he's like, yeah, but think about it. The receivers know where they're going. The corners don't know the routes.
Well, what about that slippery ball you're going to be throwing?
Yeah. Well, I looked up the stats. Sam Darnold threw the ball 48 times that game, and they lost. So there's that.
And
so,
this is why.
You know what?
This is where cosigns honestly are bad, Leroy. This is where cosigns are bad.
Right.
Because Adam Gase only still in the NFL or around the NFL because of Peyton Manning. The Peyton Manning cosign. That was it.
Right. Here's what I would say. I would say that I've never had a coach that I considered didn't know what he was doing. I have had coaches where I sometimes question what they were doing. And case in point, I remember one year we played New England the first game of the season. And we had a 4-point lead with 4 minutes left to go in the game. And we had the ball.
So you're going to run the ball.
We got seven yards on first down.
So they're going to give you the ball for second and three and milk the clock.
We threw the ball two times.
Dumb.
And I remember going to the sidelines and saying to the coach, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Sometimes you try to outthink.
No, but that's just some. Listen.
You could take a dude. You could take a knee and get down to the 2 minute warning.
Just milk the clock. I don't get it sometimes. I don't get the.
And here's the thing. There are some people in all businesses, even the business we have that we're in, whatever business it is, there's always somebody that has power that thinks he can be an innovator and do things against the grain, and he's going to have more success. And I would say that sometimes doing the smart thing shows your abilities at that position than just trying to be so creative. You know what I mean? It's like the coach that has all the trick plays, but you got Devon Achane in the backfield that's running for 7 yards a carry. You see what I mean? Like, and there's a fine line between riding your horses and trying to be so innovative that you do nothing. And we've seen it on several occasions. One of the reasons why we used to always lose to Pittsburgh, and I remember it to the day with who's the quarterback from they used to call him Flash.
Cordell Stewart.
Okay. One of the things that we always knew when they got near the 40-yard line, he was going to come in and play like a slot receiver that was going to run some kind of trick play. Right? We knew this. But they were running the football for 5 yards a carry. So you better stop that run.
Got to respect it.
And guess what? Trick play, touchdown. Ooh. Right? But they always seem to do it at the right time.
Well, I mean, Leroy, the Super Bowl was lost because of that stupidity.
Right. But again.
But if it worked out, oh, great play call. But when it doesn't work out.
But here's the thing, Vlad, and here's the difference between a good football coach and an innovator. Why does it always seem to work for the good coach and the innovator? It always doesn't. You see what I'm saying? Because Bill Cowher built that Steelers team on physicality and aggression. So you knew every week when you played those Steelers, you had to be physical and you had to match their intensity. And then they went greatest show on turf on you. That's good coaching, right? But knowing when to do it is important. And that's one of the problems I had with the last coach. It wasn't that he wasn't inventive on offense. It was that, what are you going to do when it doesn't work? What are you going to hang your hat on? And so this Dolphins team the last 3 years would look like they straight balling in the first half of several games.
Yeah, they look like a video game.
And then come out the second half and thought they could continue to do the things they were doing in the first half. You got to make adjustments. You know they're going to defend it. And that's where they lost games, week after week after week. So when we talk about coaching and we talk about me and Vlad were talking about Mike Brown and the adjustments he made in Atlanta series, right? That's good coaching, right? That's how you know you have a leader. So when you see something like that as a player, right, you're thinking to, oh, that's our guy. That's how we're going to go out and ball for him.
So let me ask you this.
Because he done put us in a position to win.
Oh, okay, piggyback from that point, right? You know when you have say you're running a play and they can't stop it, right?
Right.
And I noticed a lot of players love the coaches that we're going to keep on running until they stop it. Like, it's right. More about I know what you're going to do. You know what I'm going to do. It's all about execution. And I think my players will execute better than your players. So when it's simple like that, I think a lot of teams respond to it because it's not complicated. It's simple.
Right. Correct.
Man on man, beat your man. And if they can't do it, you continue doing it until they show you that they can't, that they can stop it. And then when they stop it, you call another player, you alter it.
Correct.
But it's just when those plays you know are working, somebody decides they want to be smarter than.
Right, right. They try to outthink that, like if the purpose of sports is to out execute the guy across from you in any sport. And you have something that's working. I always wonder why you change it. We talk about this in baseball. You got a guy knocking the cover off the ball, and then they bring in a lefty, and you pitch hit for him. I'm like, if he's your best hitter, let's see him go lefty versus lefty. I don't care.
You know, baseball's with analytics, though. They'll trust analytics before they trust their eyes.
Analytics don't hit home runs.
No, I totally get it. I sometimes you got to do the old eye test, Leroy. Didn't have these statistics.
It's funny because there's more when we think about the old coaches, you know, the Jack McKeons, right? When we think about those guys, one of the reasons why it made them so great is they just say, "Nah, I had a gut feeling." It ain't analytics. It's from being around the damn game for so many years that you get a feel for what's going on in the game. Now, we don't have that. We don't have that even in football to some extent. We just look at a damn piece of paper and determine what we should or shouldn't be doing. And I tell you what, if your team is 0 for 5 on fourth down and you're trying to decide whether I should go for it or kick a field goal and you got to think about it and your team is 0 for 4, shame on you.
I never understand.
You know you ain't going to get it. Your team has sucked at it.
Take the point.
Right. But what do? And we say, and then the coach will get up and go into a meeting after a game and said, well, the sheet said you're the damn coach. The sheet ain't getting paid $5 million, $10 million a year. That mean you got that job because you know better. You got a better feel for what's going on.
All the coaches play Madden. That's what it is, man. They all play Madden. They do. They go for a fourth down. Sure. Like Brandon Staley, I was like, oh, yeah, you play Madden. But
there's one guy that I never question if he goes for it.
Andy.
That's Dan Campbell.
Or Andy Reid.
Or Philly. You know why? Because whenever they line up and go for it on fourth down, we thinking, oh, first down. Right? You thinking that. Yeah. They may not get it, but they're notorious for getting fourth downs. So but everybody don't have it like that.
That's one where the gut feeling aligns with the statistics.
Hey, listen, you can't use the same sheet that Philly use on fourth and one, right?
Yeah, it's not the same.
But we all got a universal analytics sheet, right? The analytics ain't telling you that Philly is 4 for 4 on fourth and one. And you 0 for 4, but you gonna use the same piece of paper Philly using? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, day to day, what celebrity birthdays will we be celebrating? What national holiday is it? And then we'll get back into some headlines. We got some big stories around the NFL, NHL, and NBA. More Tobin and Leroy when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to begin this with some interesting birthdays, although I will say it's not a plethora of celebrities, but a couple names you may recognize for day to day. Let's start off in honor of the French Open with this guy here, Rafael Nadal. You guys know how old this gentleman is turning today?
38.
Okay, 38. Vlad, what do you think?
He's got to be old. 37?
Ooh, he hit you with the prices right. 40. 40 is how old Rafael Nadal is. Listen, in the NFL, this guy is ancient.
He could play quarterback.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's pretty much the only thing he can't do, play quarterback.
Or kicker.
For sure.
I still take him in clay.
Oh, yeah.
I'll still take him in the clay courts.
How about this gentleman? I think Leroy, you may know this person's name. I'm pretty sure Vlad, you know this name as well. Dave East,
the rapper,
rapper Dave East,
podcaster. Yeah, I know him.
How old do you think he's turning today?
Mid 30s. It's gotta be like 35, 36,
38.
Mm-hmm.
Not too far off. We got another celebrity here.
Well, as you sneeze.
Yeah, I had my sneeze robbed from me, though. It was, like, right there. And then it was like, nah, not anymore.
Really?
The gentleman, Silver Fox.
Nah.
Anderson Cooper.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Red Fox.
Nah, no. You're talking about my friend Dennis, the Fox, Silver Fox.
Oh, no. It's Anderson Cooper. You guys know how old he's turning today?
66.
Ooh, pretty good. Leroy, any guesses?
Anderson Cooper, he's in his 50s. Nah, he's like 53, 54.
Nah, he's 60, buddy.
59.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, he's right there. Right there for sure. And this is one for sure I know Leroy doesn't know, but I'm hoping Vlad knows. I'm pretty sure Vlad knows ball. So I think he knows this person. Jade Cargill.
Oh. That's the finest. Oof.
Oof.
If you see Jade Cargill, Leroy.
She's a WWE wrestler.
Yeah. Huh? If you see Jade Cargill, Leroy, you'd be like.
Jade
Cargill. Pretty, pretty good.
Oh, look, it came right up.
Yeah. Yeah, she specimen. Should play. She should play Storm in the next X-Men movie.
I was just thinking the same thing.
She should,
or play. She could be the. You know who else she could be in Mortal Kombat?
What's
the
her
chick
name?
With the face.
The gotcha. Chick with the with, face.
With the teeth come out of her face.
Oh, Melina.
Yeah, but she that yeah.
I'm gonna say yeah. Jade is in her mid 30s, so she's either 34 or I'm gonna go 35.
Leroy?
See, I don't know how long she's been around. I'm going to say she's 30.
34, Vlad.
Yeah.
Had it right there.
I know my yardies.
Hey, listen.
No, she's Jamaican. She's from here. Yeah. She's from the state of Florida.
Okay.
She's from the state of Florida. She's married to Cincinnati Reds, former Cincinnati Reds second baseman Brandon Phillips. And
okay.
Yeah, she's foreign.
Before we go to break here, I want to remind you of the text contest we got going on here. The summer of soccer is here, and we're giving away soccer swag bundles.
Ooh.
This one is going to be valued at around $250, and that's courtesy of Sinbad Sports in the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale.
We're 2 weeks away.
We are. We are two weeks away from the big game or the big tournament. I love how everyone has to like dance around these things. Like the big soccer tournament's coming, and we're like, we know what you're talking about, dude. Text the word Jersey to 20357. That's Jersey to 20357. More information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. We are going to take a break when we come back. Second hour of the show. Stay tuned right here to Tobin and Leroy.